Blog Talk Radio.
Hey folks, what's happening? It's your girl, Jaywani Vet.
I do it for the turn-up. And we ain't going nowhere. We praise them because it's necessary. So watch us turn this place into a sanctuary.
Jaywani Vet.
I do it for the turn-up.
She's a G for Jesus.
But I'll come to praise his name.
You're listening to Sunday Inspiration with your girl, Jaywani Vet.
Send major love and big shout outs to my church home, St. Paul Church in District Heights, Maryland, where the senior pastor is Pastor Robert J. Williams Sr. and the co-pastor is Pastor Bobby Williams Jr. Now, if you're ever in the DMV, we'd love to have you come worship with us. But if you're not in the area or you're not able to join us in person, no worries. You can still be a part of the service. We stream live every Sunday morning beginning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Now, for more information, you can go to spchurchonline.com. That's S as in Saint, P as in Paul, churchonline.com.
Why do you? What's happening? It's your girl, Jaywani Vet. Now, here on Sunday Inspiration, I come to bring you the latest and greatest in gospel music every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. But if you want to get your worship and praise on all through the week, let me tell you about this cool Facebook page, y'all. It's facebook.com/soundsfromheaven. That's facebook.com/sounds, S-O-U-N-D-Z, from heaven. Get your worship and praise on with that good gospel music, preaching, and even a little bit of comedy and inspiration. Once again, it's facebook.com/sounds, S-O-U-N-D-Z, from heaven. And then every Sunday, join me for Sunday Inspiration at blogtalkradio.com/Sunday Inspiration every Sunday evening at 6:30 p.m.
We've been looking at the story of Jesus as it's told in Luke's gospel. It begins with the arrival of an unlikely king born in poor, humble circumstances.
Then we saw Jesus as a teacher, a prophet. He went throughout Israel calling people to a radical way of life, where enemies become friends, the poor are cared for, where people find forgiveness for their failures.
He went from town to town inviting people to follow him and live under God's reign in this upside-down way.
And he did many signs and wonders. So many Israelites began to hope that he would rescue Israel from the Romans and set up a new kingdom of peace and justice. In short, that he would bring the kingdom of God.
Now, the religious leaders of the day were also hoping for God's kingdom. But to them, the message of Jesus was a threat.
Yeah, they had expected to gain power and prestige when this all went down. But Jesus said God's kingdom belongs to the poor, to the outsider, and that real power is serving others in love.
This conflict intensified when Jesus, while in Jerusalem, disrupted the temple sacrifices and called Israel's leaders a gang of rebels.
So they arrested Jesus, and they had him accused before the Roman authorities of being a rebel king. He was handed over for execution, even though he was innocent. Then he was taken outside the city and put to death on false charges.
This brings us to the final section of the Gospel of Luke. There was a religious leader named Joseph who opposed Jesus' execution and then requested to be given his body so he could bury Jesus in a nearby tomb.
And then a couple of days later, some women who had followed Jesus came to visit that tomb, and they found it open and empty, and they encountered these mysterious figures telling them Jesus was alive from the dead. So they run away terrified. Nobody believes their report. I mean, he can't be alive. They all saw him die.
Now, just outside of Jerusalem, a pair of Jesus' followers were leaving the city, traveling on a road to a town called Emmaus, and they were sad and confused about everything that had happened.
Then Jesus shows up, walking alongside them, but they don't know it's him.
Yeah, that's weird. Why couldn't they recognize him?
Yeah, it's an odd but really significant image for Luke. They're blind to Jesus for some reason. So Jesus asks them, what are you guys talking about?
And they begin to tell him about Jesus, a powerful prophet who they expected would rescue Israel, but was instead executed. Some women say he's alive, which is crazy. It's all too much. We're going home.
So Jesus tries to explain that this is what the Jewish scriptures had been pointing to all along, that Israel needed a king who would suffer and die as a rebel on behalf of those who actually are rebels. And then he would be vindicated by his resurrection so he could give true life to those who would receive it.
But it's still not making sense. They're as confused as ever.
Which leads to the scene where they sit down for a meal with Jesus. He takes the bread, he blesses it, breaks it, and gives it to them, just as he did at the Last Supper.
Yeah, this is the image of his broken body, his death on the cross.
And it's when they take in the broken bread, that's when their eyes are open to see Jesus. Then he disappears, and the episode's over.
So this is a story about how it's hard to see Jesus for who he really is.
Yes, this is brilliant. I mean, how could God's royal power and love be revealed through this man's shameful execution? How could a humble man become the king of the world through weakness and self-sacrifice? It's very hard to see. But this is the message of the Gospel of Luke. It takes a transformation of your imagination to see it and embrace Jesus' upside-down kingdom.
The Gospel of Luke ends with Jesus and all of his disciples together over another meal, and everyone's freaking out about his resurrected body. I mean, he's still a human, but
way more. Yes, he's passed through death and come out the other side, a walking, talking piece of new creation. And then Jesus tells them that he's going to give them the same divine power that sustained him, so they can go out and share the good news of God's kingdom with other people.
After this, Luke tells us that Jesus was taken up into heaven, which is a cool exit and all, but why disappear into the sky?
So in the Old Testament, the skies are the place of God's throne. They're above everything. So this is Luke's way of showing that Jesus has been enthroned as the divine king of the whole world.
His followers stay in Jerusalem, worshiping God and Jesus, waiting for this new power, and this is where the gospel ends.
Now, Luke is going to write about how they receive this power and take the news out into the world, and that's what his second volume, the Book of Acts, is all about.
From traditional gospel to the new sounds of Christian music, you're listening to Sunday Inspiration with your girl, Jaywani Day.
Celebrate the Savior and His word. Let's
programming note, I'll be back on the air next Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time for a brand new episode of Sunday Inspiration at blogtalkradio.com/Sunday Inspiration. Now, the Bible says where two or more are gathered in His name, the Lord is in the midst. So let's keep rocking it on out every Sunday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time for Sunday Inspiration. This is where I like to fill up your tank with that good gospel music to get you ready to face the week ahead. And unlike the gas pump, baby, you don't have to worry about the price because this fill-up is absolutely free. Now, before I move on, I want to send a shout-out to my official promo team, Team Jaywan Yvette, which is run by my girls Brenda J, Tracy, and Amina. You can follow them on Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, and Threads at Team Jaywan Yvette. That's team, like in football team, JWANYVETTE. And don't forget to join my Patreon squad for early access to the podcast, including exclusive bonus content you won't hear anywhere else, early access to my music, and more behind-the-scenes exclusives. Go to patreon.com/justifiedmadness31. That's patreon.com/justifiedmadness and the number 31. Now, before I close out, I want to send a shout-out and major love to all my fam bam. Whether by blood or by love, I love you to life, and I love you for real. Love and kisses all the way to heaven to my big papa, Ellis, always in my heart and never, ever forgotten. Shout out to my St. Paul Church family, our pastors, all of our ministry leaders, all of my Twamly, my Threadies, my Mad Hatters, my Young Nation, my TikTok squad, my Patreon squad, Yvette, Shane, and last but never ever least, my daughter Jessie. You can hear her at the top of the hour every Wednesday and Saturday night on Justified Madness.
A God so holy, becoming exactly like you and I, choosing to be born of a woman, taking on the title of Son of Man so that we can find our identity with Him. He did not count Himself equal with God and humbled Himself like a servant, even unto death. He was beaten and treated like a criminal, innocent, yet it pleased God to lay on His shoulders the weight of our iniquities. Oh, how painful it must have been to be punished for doing no wrong. Nailed to the cross in His hands and feet and was crucified, pierced in the side. Oh, what a painful price. That the chastisement of our peace was upon Him. That by His works we are healed. But by His stripes we are healed. Finally, He gave up the ghost with a confirmation. It is finished, canceling the stronghold of death and making a public spectacle of principalities and powers so we can stand up tall and tell the devil, go to hell. We thought it was the end, but oh no, He had only just begun. They told us He was buried, but the grave could not hold the kings of kings. He rose on the resurrection morning to give life to our mortal bodies. Now sealed up in heaven, God has given Him a name that is above every other name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee would bow and confess that He is Lord. Beloved one, this is the story of your place in God. Knowing that you're the apple of His eyes. Knowing that you're worth every trouble and price paid. Knowing that you will live this life in complete victory. So do not fear. Stand tall. Walk it. Stand it. Sing it. And confess it. That He is risen.
Come on. Anybody here know He lives? Do you know He lives tonight? If you know He lives, stand up on your feet and say, He lives.
He lives.
Come on here. He lives.
Thank you.
What's up? What's happening? It's your girl, Jaywan Yvette, and I want to send a shout-out to my bruh cuz, Willie Moore Jr. You can keep up with him at thewilliemoorejrshow.com, and also you can listen to him as well as Darlene McCoy on The Nightly Spirit and Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell at Praise 100.7 on your FM dial, Columbus, Georgia, or you could go to praise1007.com to listen worldwide.
It's a praise party, and everybody's invited. You're listening to Sunday Inspiration with your girl, Jaywan Yvette.
Thanks for rocking with the girl. And thank you, Lord, for one more chance to share with my fans. I'll be back on the air this Wednesday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Time for Justified Madness at blogtalkradio.com/justifiedmadness.